You're listening to The Thinker Girls. All the things you're thinking but not saying.
As you do the rando scroll through Facebook, sometimes you just can stumble across people that you go, oh, I remember them from such and such. There's been a few people lately, and I don't know how they've liked certain other people's photos. It's just randomly come up that I've seen them for the first time since I went to high school with them. And it's funny, this concept of doing the stalk and flicking through their photos or even just seeing their profile pic come up and you go, Jesus. Like, it's funny sometimes when you look at that and you go, that's not how I remembered them, or I remember them being, you know, the shy, quiet one, and now look at them, they're doing this thing where they're doing public speaking, or like this concept that if, especially with people that you don't see a lot or often since high school, that you still have this vision or still have this idea that they are still who they were back in high school, which is just not the case for a lot of people. It's not the case for most people, I don't think. That this feeling of that when you kind of break out of that high school stage where you become your own person, you go on your own journey and you figure all of that out, there is almost this needing to break away or becoming a different person to who you used to be.
I actually think as a society we give high school way too much power because in those times we're not anywhere near our best selves. We're nowhere near sorted. We're not even adults, you know. So there is a lot of emphasis that goes into that time.
Were you eavesdropping on this conversation? Follow the Thinker Girls at facebook.com/thinkergirls or Thinker Girl TV on Twitter.